In the gospel story today, Jesus tells a parable, tells a story. Jesus tells a lot of stories in the gospels because stories communicate a lot about our values and our attitudes. So imagine college classroom, English composition. The professor says to the class, "Today I want you to write a story, and I'm going to give you the first line to the story." The first line to the story is this: "There were two men. One was rich and one was poor. And I want you to finish the story. You have 30 minutes, and I want it to be under 300 words. Turn them in, and I'll pick the best and read them." So the students get busy at their desks, and they write their story and turn it in. And the professor looks at the papers and picks three out, and she starts to read them. First story. There's a rich man who's driving through the desert in his Lexus. Car breaks down. And he's beside the road sitting in his car, and a poor man drives up in an old pickup behind him. Poor man comes up the window and says, "Can I help?" And the rich man says, "My car's broke down. I've got an important meeting in 3 hours. I don't have any way to get there, and there's no cell phone coverage here. I don't know what I'm going to do." Poor man says, "Well, let me see what I can do. Pop the hood." So pops the hood. The poor man does something up under the hood, fixes the car. Comes back and says to the rich man, "Start her up." He starts it up. Everything's fine. He says, "Oh, I'm so thankful. How can I possibly express my gratitude?" He says, "Here, let me give you this." And he pulls out 10 $100 bills, $1,000. And he hands him out the window to the poor man. The poor man says, no, I didn't do it for the money." He says, "Well, what can I do to make this up for you?" And he said, "I'll tell you what. When you drive into the city, first 10 people you see standing on the corners with a sign, you give them each one of those $100 bills. Rich man looks at his money and puts it in the tray in the console of the car and rolls up the window and drives off. End of story. Teacher says, "That's a pretty good story." A good story will create a tension, and then it'll sort of develop and explore that tension, and then it'll come to some kind of resolution, but it'll leave you hanging a little bit, keep you thinking. So, second story. A plaza in New York City. There's a poor man standing there with a sign that says, "Out of work, need help. Anything will help." Rich man comes by. Poor man says, "Can you spare a dollar?" Rich man says, "No, I'm not going to give you any money." "Why don't you have a job?" He says, "Well, I got busted selling drugs, spent time in prison, and no one will hire me." And the rich man said, "Well, tell you what I'll do. I'm not going to give you any money, but I'll give you a job." So he pulls out one of his business cards and he writes something on it. And he gives it to the poor man and he says, "At 3 o'clock this afternoon, you go over to that building there on the plaza. I own that building. And you give it to the people at the desk and they'll give you a job." And the poor man says, "Thanks." Rich man goes off. Poor man sees a friend of his. He says, "Hey, got something for you. Take this card at 3 o'clock, go in that building and they'll give you a job." And the guy says, "Oh, that's great, fantastic." And so he goes off and something distracts him and he goes running off and he loses the card. End of story. Teacher says, "That's a pretty good story. I'll give you an A." Third story. There's two men, a rich man and a poor man. And the rich man has a 7-year-old daughter. One night, the 7-year-old daughter comes to her father and says, "Daddy, are we rich?" He says, "Oh, honey, I'm just barely making it. But if I could just make that deal and get those stock options, then we would be rich. But until then, we're just struggling. Well, the poor man has a 7-year-old daughter also. His daughter comes up to him and says, "Daddy, are we rich?" He says, "Oh, honey, we're rich. I'm so rich, I can buy you an ice cream cone. Let's go right now." And they go get an ice cream cone. Well, the two little girls go to the same school because the poor girl has got a need-based scholarship. Next day, they're in the playground and they're talking to each other. And the rich girl says to the poor girl, "Is your daddy rich?" And the poor girl says, "Oh, yeah. Yesterday he got me an ice cream cone." And the rich girl says, "Oh, my daddy says we're just barely making it." End of story. Teacher says that's pretty good. You get an A. Well, each story communicates different values and different attitudes about money, about what it means to be rich, about what it means to be poor. So I wonder, how would you write your story if you were in that class? How would you end that phrase, "Once there were two men, one was rich and one was poor"? I'm not going to tell you how you ought to write your story. I'll let you write your own story because I think that's the value of telling stories. Everybody's got their own story. Well, in the gospel, Jesus tells his own story. And his story goes like this. There was once a rich man who was dressed in fine linen and purple, and he feasted sumptuously every day. And there was a poor man named Lazarus who lived outside the doors of his house in the gutter. He was covered with sores, and the dogs would come and lick his sores, and he just wished he could get the scraps from the rich man's table. And every day the rich man would come out of his house, step over Lazarus, and go do his business. On the way back home, he'd step over him again and go into his house. Didn't take any notice of him at all. By and by, Lazarus died, and he went up into heaven to be in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died, and he went into Hades where he suffered in torment. And he looked up to heaven, and he saw Lazarus and Abraham, and he said, "Father Abraham, send Lazarus with a drop of cool water to cool my tongue because I'm in agony in these flames." And Father Abraham said, "My child, in your life you had your good things, and Lazarus had evil things. And now he's comforted, and you're in agony. And besides that, there's a great chasm fixed between you, so that no one can go from there to here or from here to there." And the rich man said, "Then, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my brothers so that they won't suffer like this with me." And Father Abraham says, "Well, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." He says, but Abraham, if someone comes from the dead, surely they'll repent." And Father Abraham says, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, then neither will they listen to someone who is risen from the dead." Well, Jesus is telling this story for the benefit of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, you know, are both rich and religious. They are the cream of the crop. They put themselves above everybody else because they follow all the smallest laws of the Jewish people, keep all the custom. They're very careful not to contaminate themselves with anything that might make them unholy. And they have a theology of blessing. They believe that if you are righteous, then God will bless you. And so, obviously, their wealth is a sign of God's blessing and of their righteousness. And what Jesus is saying in this parable, basically, is that you Pharisees are like this rich man. You have forgotten Moses and the prophets. Because in the law, Moses said, "You shall care for the poor and the widow, the orphan and the widow. You shall not move your markers of the boundaries of your land. You shall not hold back the wages of those who work for you. You shall take care of the alien who resides among you." You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And he says, you have forgotten that. You are like the rich man who is suffering in hell because he did not obey all the law and the prophets. And he tells this story in the strongest possible terms. You know, he creates this tension that is unresolvable. The rich man is cast into hell. Lazarus is in heaven. There's a chasm between them that cannot be bridged. How much more strong can you make it? He's trying to make a point that there is no way to justify the chasm between the rich and the poor in this world. Well, we have all these stories, and I think in our country we have at least two stories about rich and poor. And one story is, if you work hard, you'll succeed. Anyone who wants to can become rich if they work hard enough. We live in a land of opportunity. That's the story that I grew up with. Sort of the story, I guess, that's in my head that I live by. But there's another story, and that is there's a great chasm in our country between the very rich and the very poor. And if you grow up in the wrong neighborhood, the wrong family, and go to the wrong schools, you are never going to become rich. There is no way. So those are two competing stories that we have. And I wonder which of those stories is our country going to live by? Which one will our children or our grandchildren take as their story? And what story are we going to tell? What story are we going to tell ourselves, and what story are we going to tell our families? So there was once two men. One was rich and one was poor. How does the story end? Amen.